Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Chris Gallipo. Hope you enjoy this story that's coming up. In this story, a Midwestern couple makes cash out of catastrophe, reinventing themselves during the 2020 lockdown. How do they go from idea to offer, and then from offer to income? That's what we're going to look at in this story. And by the way, welcome to Side Hustle School. Every single day since January 1, 2017, I've been making a different episode all about real people out there who are doing exactly like what you're going to hear about, making extra money without quitting their job. Often doing so in a way that is a bit creative or different, in a way that builds security for themselves, not just extra income, but often a retirement or a way to make, you know, very significant income, perhaps even replace their day job income. All sorts of different reasons, motivations, and pathways, but all leading to that same result of having more freedom, because ultimately that's what it's all about. So the story today is called Charcuterie Boards Cure Couples' Pandemic Woes. And I'm somewhat impressed that I was able to say that properly the first time. I won't try to do it again. But the story is coming up for you in just 30 seconds. Stay tuned.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The pandemic brought about changes for many of us, most of us perhaps. In the United States, a lot of city dwellers left for rural settings. Executives accustomed to 12-hour days in the office found themselves at home in their pajamas, with more time on their hands. Meanwhile, healthcare workers became busier than they had ever imagined. For Harry and Sandra DeBoer, three significant changes converged during this time. Quarantine, a knee injury, and the reality that they were now empty nesters. This trifecta of change didn't bring them down. Instead, the couple saw this moment as an opportunity for transformation, and they decided to begin their long-dreamed-of side hustle. And before that year, Harry and Sandra lived with their family in Plymouth, Michigan, located just west of Detroit. And even as a suburb, Plymouth has all the trappings of a small Midwestern town. It's known for its ice sculpture festival, art markets, and outdoor summer concerts. The Dinboer property is picturesque and idyllic in many ways, surrounded by maple, oak, walnut, and Bradford pear trees. They also had a two-car garage, which was converted into Harry's woodshop, the heart of the Dinboer side hustle. Now, the new circumstances were a stark contrast to their previous busy lifestyle. Both Sandra and Harry work full-time jobs. Harry is the VP of finance, and Sandra is the local newspaper editor. At first, they did what many people did. They sat back and watched TV, hoping to wait it all out. But sitting by and watching wasn't their style. They pined for more action. So the crafty couple decided to use this abrupt change to shake things up a bit. They would pursue that longtime dream to turn Harry's woodworking hobby into a family-run business. They called it Protea and Thistle Woodshop, a name as quaint as their surroundings. The first thing they did to make this shift was give up television. This freed up both the couple's time and creativity. Next, they bought something called a CNC and added it to the workshop. If you're wondering, CNC stands for Computer Numerical Control. It's a machine you program to make precise cuts, engravings, and more. Then it was time to decide on a specific product. Sandra's love of arranging charcuterie on boards influenced that decision. It seemed like a good match for both their interests. The couple created their first batch of boards from a piece of local walnut. They titled these boards the Plymouth Collection, after their hometown. Each one-of-a-kind piece is named after a street in Plymouth. It wasn't long before friends and family snapped those up. But as happens to every charcuterie board maker, they soon ran out of friends and family who needed one. So then they started thinking more about marketing. They didn't have a website, at least at first, so instead they made their Instagram page into a storefront and enlisted the help of their daughter, Pretoria. She shows their followers how to craft creative boards for various holidays, and they film tutorials that demonstrate the board's versatility. Another way they spread the word is through in-person markets and art fairs. And those yielded some critical intelligence. Many people in their community didn't actually know what charcuterie was, so they added a cutting board to their wheelhouse. Finally, they saw a market for flight boards for wine and beer and sold those online to regional wineries and breweries. Despite this minimal approach to marketing, Protea and Thistle Woodshop brings in up to $2,000 each month. And the Dinboers have continued to grow their business by adding new products. Congratulations to Harry and Sandra. Got some advice here from Sandra. She says, if you're a busy person looking to be successful, isn't that you? Isn't that all of us? I know everybody who listens to this podcast is very busy. So if you are a busy person and you want to be successful or improve or change in some way, look at your schedule and carve out chunks of time that you will commit to building your business around. It is a discipline that will take away from other pursuits. You really do have to give something up. And remember, for them, they gave up watching TV. Could be something totally different for you, and you also don't have to give it up forever, right? It might just be for a season, for a time, that you choose to work on something that will hopefully bring you many returns in the future and allow you to do more of what's important to you in the first place. Because that's what it's all about, and that's why I make this program, and I'm so glad that you're out there listening to it. Inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is so much better. Today's show notes, including links to everything mentioned, will be at sidehustleschool.com/1970. You can also leave a comment or question for the show there. And I hope you will subscribe or follow and come back tomorrow. Much more is coming up. My name is Chris Gillipo. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.